Well, problems are plenty in the Middle East. Iran is accusing the United States of clumsily fabricating television footage purportedly showing Iranian speedboats harassing American warships. The Pentagon has released video and audio tape which it claims shows Iranian speedboats had swarmed around the US warships and threatened to blow them up. The US President George W. Bush says Iran remains a threat to world peace. Washington correspondent Kim Landers reports on another issue confronting the Bush administration.
As the Iranian speedboats zip around the American warships, the USS Hopper sounds a loud horn. Then the radio crackles with what seems like an ominous threat from the Iranians.
I'm coming to you.
The USS Hopper replies with a warning to back off.
Your identity is not known. Your intentions are unclear. Request you establish communications now or alter your course immediately to remain clear.
We will explode
after a few minutes.
Iran insists the US Navy video of the weekend incident in the Strait of Hormuz is a fabrication, a claim repeated on Iran's state-controlled English-language television station.
The US released video of a recent incident between Iranian patrol boats and the US Navy ships is archive footage, and the audio is fake.
But the Pentagon has dismissed that as absurd and is warning that it's prepared to use force if its warships are threatened in international waters. Speaking in Israel at the start of his Middle East visit, President George W. Bush has described Iran as a threat to world peace, and he's been pressed on what action the US is prepared to take if there's another confrontation with Iran.
That all options are on the table to protect our assets. We have made it clear publicly, and they know our position. And that is, there will be serious consequences if they attack our ships, pure and simple. And my advice to them is don't do it.
Iran says Washington is just trying to stir up tension in the region to portray Iran as a source of fear in the Middle East. Meanwhile, the US sanctions against Iran continue to grow. The US Treasury has blacklisted a top-ranking Iranian Revolutionary Guard officer and a Syrian-based television station for allegedly fueling insurgent acts in Iraq. This is Kim Landers in Washington for AM.